Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today on this Monday. And we are beginning a new theme this week that I'm calling Jesus and Miracles. We're going to be looking at miracles that Jesus performed that are recorded in our Gospels and deriving lessons from those that will encourage our faith and enable us and inspire us to reach out and believe God for miracles in our lives in this hour. For Jesus Christ, it says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now I want to begin with one of my favorite miracles in the Gospels, and it's the healing of blind Bartimaeus, and it is found in some powerful lessons in his story that are pertinent to us today that can encourage and inspire our faith. And the story is found in Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. It is also found in Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. I'm going to read the account in Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. And the context of this story is that Jesus and his disciples are on the way to Jerusalem from Galilee. They are residents of Galilee in the northern part of Israel, and they're on their way to Jerusalem. And it would seem from what we can see that they're on their way for Passover. And so there would be lots of people on the roads. In fact, it says that not only Jesus' disciples, but a great multitude is with him. And as they enter the city of Jericho, this is where the story unfolds, and I'm going to just read the story, and then we're going to draw from it those pertinent facts and points that are so important for us today. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 says, "Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging." Some believe that his father was also a beggar, just because of the context of the language in the original Greek language. And it says that, verse 47, "And when he," that is blind Bartimaeus, "when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.' And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the road." Now, here's some things that I want to point out in this story that can be very helpful to us. This blind man, Bartimaeus, he realized that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that he must not let slip away. So think about this. He's sitting by the roadside, and I'm sure his life is so dull and mundane, sitting there, can't see, and just hoping that those passing by will drop some things into his beggar's cup. But here this day, he hears an unusual commotion, and he asks what is going on. They said, "Hey, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Well, he has heard of this man Jesus. His fame for his miracles and his healings have spread all over Israel. And so he realizes, hey, he's passing by me. He's passing by this road. I must not let this slip away. And so I want to say to you, there are in all of our lives those once in a lifetime opportunities that present themselves to us. And we must seize the moment. We must not let them slip away. And this is the situation with Bartimaeus. He realizes, hey, I am sure this will never happen again in my life. And so he begins to cry out in desperation. He begins to shriek and cry out and saying, "Son of David, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now here is something amazing in this story. Son of David was and is a messianic term, a messianic designation for the Messiah. And it is somewhat ironic that this man who is physically blind had spiritual insight that even the religious leaders did not have. Wow. He recognizes Jesus as the longed for Messiah, and he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, this is his expression is not what we hear taught about faith so much today. You know that we think of faith so often as something just very settled, and we're standing on God's word, and we're not being moved, and so on. But you know, faith has different expressions. Faith is like a diamond, and when you turn it, there are different shades and different brilliances and sheens of light that shine forth. And in a similar way, faith has many different expressions. And a desperation can be a real expression of faith. And this is a desperate cry for help. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, actually in verse, it actually says that he cried out. There in verse 48, use the word cry out. Now, this word cry out, it means to shriek or cry out in desperation as a drowning person would do. If a person who cannot swim falls overboard and they're going down, and they're, you know, they know they can't swim. Now, they're not going to, in a calm voice, say, "Excuse me, sirs, would somebody throw me a life jacket? I am in the process of drowning." No, they scream, they shriek, they cry out, "Help, help." And sometimes that is the appropriate prayer to be prayed, a cry of desperation and help. And that's the kind of prayer that Bartimaeus is praying. Listen to this. Psalm 34, 6. And this word cry out, it means to shriek and to cry out in desperation. Listen to these passages. Psalm 34, 6. David said, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles." Wow. My friends, don't hesitate when it's called for to cry out, to shriek out in desperation to the Lord. Psalm 34, 17, David again says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." And then Psalm 34, 15, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." What a powerful lesson for us today. Now, Bartimaeus did receive his healing. Jesus responded to his cries of desperation. And again, sometimes that is the appropriate prayer for us to pray, a prayer of desperation. I'll close with one little story, and some of you may have heard this. Many years ago, I guess it's been probably 30 years ago or so, or longer, Sue and I were moving from Canada to North Texas. And our car had developed, even before we left, it had developed a steering fluid leak. So we were very careful to watch it. And on the first day, we had to fill it up once. I think the second day, twice. The leak was obviously getting larger, and this particular day we were crossing, I think it's probably about the third day of the trip, we were in Tennessee, and I had filled it up again for about the third time just before we got to Memphis, Tennessee, or maybe when we were at Memphis, and then we crossed the river into West Memphis, Arkansas. Now, this is 30 years ago. There was nothing, it was barren, there was nothing open, but we were feeling thirsty, so we saw a service station with some vending machines, and so we started to pull in, but when I started to turn my steering wheel, it wouldn't turn, and it made this terrible grinding sound. And so I had to just really force it to be able to turn in to this service station. And I thought, oh no, the steering has completely gone. And I got out and popped open the hood and took off the cap of the steering fluid container, and it was bone dry, and the steam and smoke came boiling out. And again I thought, oh no, we have ruined it, because it had only been about an hour when we had filled it up again. Well, I had just enough steering fluid to fill it up one more time, and so we got our drink, went ahead and got our drinks and got in the car, started it up, and then we prayed. And I'll tell you, it was a prayer of desperation. And we often, you know, to be humorous, we say that we prayed the prayer of faith, and it went something like this: help! Lord, help us! Yes, we cried out, Jesus, help us, we pray. And we pulled out on the freeway. We drove, stopped at a hotel, checked it the next morning. We drove on into Dallas, Texas. And let me tell you something, my friends, that steering fluid never leaked again. Hallelujah. God heard our cry, just like he heard the cry of Bartimaeus. And in your times of desperation, he will hear your cry as you cry out to him. For as David said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ear is open to their cry. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. We will continue this story of Bartimaeus tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you then. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find articles, a bookstore, and many edifying things. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.